Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Claire. Now, across to the UK, where police in Merseyside have confirmed that they aren't looking for any other suspects in that horrific knife attack in Southport yesterday afternoon. Two children died, with six children and two adults left in a critical condition following the stabbing at a Taylor Swift themed dance and yoga workshop. A 17-year-old male has been arrested on suspicion of murder and remains in custody. For more on this, I'm joined now by Henry Riley, reporter with LBC News London. Henry, thank you for joining us. The media scrutiny is understandably huge there. What has the Merseyside Police and Crime Commissioner been saying this morning?
Well, quite rightly and understandably expressing their deep shock and concern at what has unfolded. You've got to remember, here in England, the school holidays have just started, and so you've got swathes of school children who are out, and their parents have been putting them in kids clubs, and they've been enjoying a well-earned break from school. And then this appalling, deeply distressing news, which has come out from yesterday. As you say, two children killed, nine injured, six of them still in a critical condition, and as you referenced, two adults as well. We do have more information on one of the adults. This is Leanne Lucas, who was the yoga teacher who was taking one of the classes. I say yoga because there was a Taylor Swift themed yoga and dance event which was taking place, which many of the children, as you know, young children absolutely love Taylor Swift, and so they were probably having a fantastic time at a Taylor Swift themed event. And then sadly that taken so cruelly from two of them, and some horrific injuries as well, with six still in a serious condition. So what we've got now is the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, who is in Southport. As you say, the Police and Crime Commissioner has been on the airwaves reassuring people, as you referenced right at the start, that there is no one else wanted in connection with this. And we're expecting our Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, also to head up at some point later today.
And this was a Taylor Swift themed dance and yoga workshop. You can just imagine the joy and love and happiness in that room. And Taylor Swift has just issued a statement in the last half hour about the attack in Southport. What has she said?
Well, she has, as you say, commented, which we weren't quite sure whether she would. Obviously, a fair bit of time has passed since the appalling incident, and Taylor Swift rightly putting something on her Instagram, a story where she says she's completely in shock. She described the events in Southport as a horror. She said, "They're washing over me continuously, and I'm just completely in shock. The loss of life and innocence and the horrendous trauma inflicted on everyone who was there, the families, the first responders. These were just little kids at a dance class." And Taylor Swift getting the tone absolutely right there in expressing her horror, her dismay. And particularly given, as I referenced, the fact that her name was obviously used above what should have been a really joyous, a fantastic, exciting event for young children who love her music, love her work. And instead, that proved to be the scene of one of our most deadly and distressing stabbings of children that's happened in the UK.
As you mentioned, there is one male who has been arrested, a 17-year-old. What else do we know about him at this point, Henry?
Well, the honest answer is not an awful lot. We know that he's from Banks in Lancashire, which is a small town in that particular county. He was born in Cardiff, so originally from Wales. And police not so far releasing any more information. There are, as you can imagine, various names. One name in particular that is often mentioned that has not been confirmed by the police. And so media outlets in the UK are not reporting that name, though the Daily Mail and some other of our newspapers were particularly interested. And if you go on, for instance, their websites, for example, they still have big pictures of this particular house where there was said to be a man wearing a COVID mask as well as a large hoodie. And he was reportedly walking around a particular property. The police then raided that property later. But again, this is all hearsay at this point. There's no suggestion. But as you say, what we know, a 17-year-old boy arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder.
There was also Henry, a 6-year-old girl who had been reported in a separate, distinct event missing in Greenwich, but she has now been found. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is Eudine, who lives in Thamesmead in Greenwich, which is southeast London way. And thankfully, some good news, because we were all deeply shocked this morning when we found out that she was reported missing, 6-year-old girl, at 20 to 11 last night. She was last seen at noon yesterday afternoon, walking by herself in pink matching pyjamas with a white rucksack. And there was significant concern, as you would imagine, as to her whereabouts. Well, we've had an update from the Met Police in the last hour or so, who can confirm that the 6-year-old Eudine has been found safe and well. And so some positive news in what was a story that, of course, we were all very concerned about this morning.
Very, very glad to hear that she has been found. Thank you for that, Henry Riley, reporter with LBC News London. Coming up, should we have free public showers?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.